We think of the pioneers and trailblazers of the Old West as rugged and realistic men who would be not in the least concerned with such things as the meaning of visions and dreams. But out of California, during the colorful days when the wild scramble for gold was on, comes an authentic story of one such pioneer who was apparently unlike the rest. His name was Captain George Yount, and he was a man who believed in dreams.
It was in November of the year 1852 that Captain Yount accompanied old Henry Horn on a hunting trip. They sat one morning around the campfire that blazed outside their tent.
What's on your mind, George?
Oh, I wish I knew, Henry. Just a kind of feeling.
Your bones are telling you there's snow in there. We was going to be up there in the mountains tonight. Might be something to worry about, but down
Henry,
here...
Henry, wait a minute. Snow in mountains, that's it. I dreamed about snow in mountains last night. It's coming back to me now, Henry. They were trapped up there in a little narrow pass. They were snowbound. A party of immigrants. There was eight of them. No, nine, including the young lad. Just a boy he was, and he was crying. I saw the pass as clear as I ever seen anything.
And Captain Yount did proceed to describe the mountain pass, just as he had seen it in his dream.
You darn fool, George. Oh, you darn fool. No wonder you seen that pass so clear. It's the Carson Valley Pass. You didn't make it up in your dream. You just remembered it, that's all.
I wouldn't know, Henry. You see, I've never been there.
Captain Yount's hunting luck was bad that day. His mind seemed to be on something other than hunting. And toward evening, as the two men made their way back to camp...
Henry, I'm heading back for town tonight. Organize a rescue party.
Well, who in tarnation you going to rescue?
Nine immigrants, snowbound, up in Carson Valley Pass.
George Yount, you lost your mind or something? That was a dream you had.
Maybe it was just a dream. Maybe not.
The captain and a small band of well-paid adventurers set out on horseback for the mountains. For 3 days they rode without seeing the slightest trace of the emigrant party. But as they approached Carson Valley Pass, the captain's mouth fell open in amazement. The snow piled to the treetops, the very path beneath his horse's feet, all were just as he had dreamed. And so the captain was scarcely surprised to find, on the morning of the fourth day, a boy of 16 standing guard at the mouth of the path.
That's him. That's the lad I saw crying in the snow.
But there were no tears in the boy's eyes now. Only joy and relief and unspeakable gratitude. And as Captain Yount leaned over him, the boy murmured through frozen lips.
The rest of them are back there in the past. There are just six, including myself.
Well, now that's strange. I could have sworn there were nine.
There were a few days ago, sir. But three of the men have died.
And so Captain Yount's dream was realized to the last detail. To those who are skeptical, one can only cite the words of Horace Bushnell, the foremost religious scholar and theologian of the last century, who said, "You need have no doubt of this story. We in California know the facts." And facts they remain. Facts which have never been satisfactorily explained. Facts incredible but true.